This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The funding bill that President Biden signed earlier this month, $1.5 trillion to keep this government going, also had about $13.5 billion for Ukraine, money for military equipment and logistics, also food and health care for people displaced by that war. International aid groups are putting a lot of money into the region as well, and people and organizations and countries want to help, of course, but they also want to get credit for helping. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes has that one.
Jude Moore spent nearly a decade working in the Liberian government. He says the country receives billions of dollars in foreign aid. And when you drive around the Liberian countryside, it's clear that it does.
It's dueling signs for every government, non-governmental organization that's providing any kind of aid. It's a crazy thing.
The American government has a law passed in 1961 that requires aid purchased with American funds to have a specific label, says Jacob Kurtzer with the Center for Strategic and International Studies.
That says, from the American people. There's a little flag logo that we put on all the materials that lets the recipients of foreign assistance know who paid for it.
Kurtzer knows that logo. The government is one of his organization's sponsors, too. And lots of countries claim credit for the blankets and boxes of food they provide as aid, as do international organizations. Jeff Crisp is with Oxford and worked for the UN Refugee Agency for more than two decades. He says that organization has a kind of brand book,
which is almost obsessional in the detail it goes into as to how you can portray the logo, what size it must be, what shape it must be, what color it must be.
Chris says this labeling of goods is old-fashioned, as is giving goods at all. More organizations are moving towards giving cash to refugees. Old-fashioned or not, that need to claim credit is understandable, says Jude Moore, who worked in Liberia. But he says in Ukraine, it'll be important to let the government take ownership of its work.
When the war ends and the Ukrainians are rebuilding, it is important for them to be able to see the government they elected as the one doing things for them.
Moore says rebuilding infrastructure is the easy part. Rebuilding trust in government is much harder. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.